Hey everyone, Jay here from Project Unity, bringing you another episode of UAP News. The purpose of this series is to provide those who do not use multiple social media platforms with an opportunity to get the same information as those that do. As producer of the groundbreaking documentary film The Phenomenon, James Fox hinted at the end of November, December has indeed been a good month so far for the UAP conversation, with a multitude of releases that we're going to cover in this episode of UAP News. First up, we have the release of Lieutenant Tim McMillan's latest article via the brand new media platform, The Debrief. The first article, published on the 2nd of December, titled Fast Movers and Transmedium Vehicles, the Pentagon's Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, brings to light two new cases of UAP incursions over US airspace, including revelatory details on these events and more from multiple US officials. The article has since made the rounds on various media platforms, getting picked up by the likes of the Washington Examiner and Fox News. The Debrief is gradually forging itself a space within defense and technology journalism whilst covering developments within the UAP conversation, which is in of itself indicative of a shift in stigma regarding the UFO issue as it relates to the mainstream media. Prior to the release of Tim's article, there was plenty of gossip on UFO Twitter regarding the possible release of a high-quality image of an undeniable triangle-shaped UFO that had been circulated through the US intelligence community and caused quite a stir, although this image, from what I hear, still remains classified. We were, however, given an image in a second article by Lieutenant Tim McMillan that was released the following day titled Leaked Photo Surfaces of Purported Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, which includes an image taken from the smartphone of a US Navy pilot operating an F-A-18 fighter, and it shows what appears to be a roughly triangular-shaped object that can be seen quite a distance away from the pilot. There has been speculation online as to whether or not this object could in fact be nothing more than a balloon. However, it should be noted that although the image Tim provides in this article is not the undeniable image of a triangular craft that had been rumored to be released, this image has also been circulated through the US intelligence community via intelligence reports created by the Pentagon's UAP task force. The image shown in the article is not the rumored image of a triangular craft that had purportedly stirred up the intelligence community. So far, the only visual reference we have for this currently classified image is an artist's recreation that can be seen in Tim's article, Fast Movers and Transmedium Vehicles. A link for both of these articles can be found in the description box below, alongside a link to my interview with Tim McMillan, where we cover his latest work and more. Shortly after the release of Tim's articles, we had the latest episode of the Joe Rogan Experience featuring Dr. Jacques Vallée and James Fox. This was a most anticipated podcast, one that I personally had been extremely excited about for quite some time, and the podcast is well worth a listen. What is important to remember when it comes to this discussion is the audience. Joe Rogan broadcasts to an audience of millions, and he is a phenomenon in of himself in the neo-media world, and his platform dwarfs the view rates of any major news outlet. Therefore, his influence cannot be understated. The information provided by both James and Jack in this three-hour podcast will undoubtedly assist in cultivating further interest in the UFO issue from people outside of the niche UFO community. This episode of the Joe Rogan Experience can be viewed on Spotify, and a link for that can be found in the description box below. Next up, after a period of radio silence online, Jeremy Corbell announces his involvement in metamaterial studies with a post on Twitter that says, "Analysis of obtained metamaterials is a key element of scientific exploration that will move the ball forward on the UFO topic. I had the honor of taking a handful of samples to a scientific team in New Mexico, as well as cross-referencing isotopic anomalies with other researchers." Jeremy goes on to include two images of the purported metamaterials. The ongoing discussion, attention, and research from the academic community regarding the novel effects of metamaterials is a keystone for future applications in material science, especially as it relates to aerospace. And with the studying of anomalous metamaterials with advanced composites that is being undertaken by individuals such as Dr. Jacques Vallée, Gary Nolan, and others, we may be closer than ever before to deciphering some of the mysteries of the UFO phenomena via the examination of physical debris from advanced aerospace vehicles. Next up, we have an announcement from the spearhead US defense contractor Lockheed Martin announcing their intentions and goals for what they are referring to as a space fence, stating that construction is currently underway on the Marshall Islands to build a sophisticated system that will dramatically improve the way the US Air Force identifies and tracks objects in space. With critical design review completed, the Lockheed Martin team is focused on production of technology that will bring the system online. Space Fence will use gallium nitride-powered S-band ground-based radars to provide the Air Force with uncued detection, tracking, and accurate measurement of space objects, primarily in low Earth orbit. Now, it goes without saying that such a sophisticated collection of assets with tracking capabilities dispersed in wide-scale orbit around our planet would undoubtedly have the capabilities required to observe UAPs entering or exiting our airspace. It is also extremely unlikely that we as civilians or even the wider scientific and political communities would gain access to data retrieved from Lockheed Space Fence due to the classified nature of its sensors, which would likely fall under the need to protect sources, methods, and platforms, obscuring its data from Freedom of Information purview. It is interesting to note that within the Defense Technical Information Center, known as the DTIC, which is a repository of contractor studies and technical proposals managed by the Department of Defense, references to a space fence and similar technologies are included, which indicate a long-standing interest in the concept, also within this document found on the DTIC by researcher and UFO Twitter user John. We see a reference to a category classified as uncorrelated targets. Now, somebody who made a reference to this exact classification recently was Dr. Jacques Vallée in his recent interview with Joe Rogan, alongside the producer of the phenomenon, James Fox. Although uncorrelated targets will obviously include a large metric of explainable objects, it also seems clear that the term UCT is a blanket term that could very easily be used to hide large numbers of UFO incursions from prying eyes through the categorization of UFOs or UAPs as UCTs. A link to the article regarding the Lockheed Space Fence, as well as a link for the DTIC documents that reference similar assets, as well as the category UCTs, can be found in the description box below. Up next, confirmations from the Pentagon that over 100 officials and 4 intelligence agencies have met with Joe Biden and his administration to provide defense briefings. Agencies involved in these briefings include the National Geospatial Agency and the National Reconnaissance Office. Although there has been no official statements regarding the nature of these briefings and if any of the content involved is relating to the UAP issue, it is possible, and I would even say likely, that the UAP issue made its way into some of these defense briefings, but we need to know more before we can be certain. A link to the Washington Examiner's article on Biden's defense briefing can be found in the description box below. Next up, we have the release of a film titled The 11th Green, which is a fascinating and original style of UFO film which follows a respected journalist on his journey to uncover the truth behind the mythology of President Eisenhower's long-alleged involvement in extraterrestrial events. The slow-burning indie film is a refreshing change from the typical sci-fi tropes of UFO films and documentaries, and yet it still showcases a depth of historical knowledge regarding the UFO issue. The 11th Green is a must-watch for anyone who is interested in this topic, and if you are well-versed in a subject's history, you will no doubt recognize much of what is being conveyed. The 11th Green is not available worldwide yet, but if you can see it in your country, then you should be able to find it available to rent or buy on Amazon.com, a link for which will be provided, again, in the description box below.
A number of aerospace and defense insiders tell us that anti-gravity planes and discs have been a reality for more than half a century.
What if the real question is, what should the people know? How much do they really want to know?
Is this or is this not why we exist? To cover what corporate media won't.
Jeans and denims are prohibited in all public areas, so is cell phone use. I circled the house on the map.
Solid bronze doors, like a fortress.
This very house was built for a great president, as I'm sure you know.
It must have been great advertising.
General Eisenhower was a lot more than that. I had the pleasure of meeting him when I was young.
Excuse me? Jeremy?
What do you do when you're not assisting retired Air Force generals?
Computers.
Help him with his computer. You need some sort of clearance, see that stuff?
That part of his life was off limits. Ask no questions.
Unfortunately, all the good stuff's locked away in special access programs. Born secret, forever secret, no mandatory declassification date.
Is that ours or theirs?
Well, by theirs, you mean the Russians.
I don't mean the Russians.
My advice, if you want it, is get your old man into that group. Your brother, maybe.
Let me tell you, it'll be a cold day in hell that my brother leaves academia for your flying saucers.
Honey,
without your discernment, without your analysis, without what I know is your commitment to honesty, then this just disappears into folklore.
What's it doing?
Generating electricity, Mr. President. Obviously.
Why is it locked up in a place like this? It could be out there in the world doing good.
It'll happen. When you're ready.
When I'm ready.
When the world is ready, Mr. President.
What's your gut telling you? You think this is part of our story?
Could be.
Next up, although not directly related to UAPs, the acceptance of psychoactive compound dimethyltryptamine, or DMT for short, in UK trials to combat depression is not only a massive step forward in addressing mental health issues, but is an equal step forward in the progression of unraveling the mysteries of consciousness and its ability to expand beyond the parameters of what we consider reality to be. There are many correlations between some of the interactions that take place between an individual on something such as DMT and an individual who has had an apparent contact experience with the phenomenon. And with so many incidents within UFO history involving consciousness-derived abilities, such as telepathy and other psi abilities, it is important that our scientific communities are not prohibited from the study and development of medicines derived from naturally occurring psychoactive substances that could yield major benefits for not only medicine, but for the growth of consciousness in a collective manner. And last but not least, we have some staggering comments made by the former head of Israel's space program, a three-time recipient of the Israel Security Award, Professor Haim Meshed, who has recently gone on record regarding Israel and the US's involvement with extraterrestrials for years. The story surfaced on Israeli media platforms such as the Jerusalem Post, but quickly made its way over to Western media, with news media platform NBC also running the story. Amongst many other things, Professor Meshed was quoted to say, "The UFOs asked not to advertise that they are here. Humanity is not ready yet. They don't want us to have mass hysteria. They want to make us sane and understanding first. They waited until today for humanity to evolve and reach a stage where we will understand what space and space travel are. There is an agreement between the US government and the aliens. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here. They are also researching and trying to understand the whole fabric of the universe, and they want us as helpers. There is an underground base in the depths of Mars. There they have their representatives coordinating along with American astronauts. If I'd come up with what I say today 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized. Everywhere and everyone to this day that I have approached in academia with this knowledge, they said, the guy has gone mad. Today we are already talking differently. I have nothing to lose. I have received my degrees and awards. I am respected in universities abroad, where the attitude towards aliens and this whole subject is also shifting." These are absolutely incredible statements, if true, and many people doubt the validity of these statements. Some have already voiced the concern that Professor Meshed appears to be citing opinions and speculation based off of his keen interest in the UFO field after he retired. He was reported to have found a great interest in the UFO research after his retirement from official duties, which could account for some of his most recent statements. However, this is not just some average Joe. This is an extremely intelligent and well-achieved individual who held high security clearances, was beholden to security oaths, and had overseen some of Israel's most vital aerospace endeavors, including the launching of Israel's first ever satellite. This is not a man that we should so quickly brush to the side as a UFO kook. That being said, these extremely bold claims require equal amounts of evidence in order to substantiate them. And until we have such evidence, these will remain unfounded claims. An extremely detailed translation of the original interview can also be found on Reddit. The transcript is far more detailed than any of the smaller news stories and includes more comments from Professor Meshed, including some references to events that were purported to have taken place at Skinwalker Ranch. A recent article on The Debrief written by Colin Jones titled "Where Does the Galactic Federation Fall on the Kardashev Scale?" also covers these most recent statements by Professor Meshed. A link to the articles, as well as the full translation done via Reddit, can be found in the description box below. Thank you for watching this episode of UAP News. If you enjoyed the content, then please remember to like, subscribe, and if you want to keep up to date with the latest content, hit the notification bell as well. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.